Okay, next item.
Item number 8, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services and the Deputy Chief Information Officer, Information Management Services Division, DAS, submitting an informational report on the 800 megahertz public safety radio system project. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. On July 17th, that committee took no action. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Ms. Pinella.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and supervisors. With me is Lori Pinella, who is actually our interim chief information officer now. I think most of you know that Chris Lindbergh retired for the second time. I think his last day was last Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And Lori is taking over that leadership role, and I have great confidence in her capability as we start our search. What we're here today is simply to provide you with an update of all of the good work that Lori's team has been doing related to the public radio system. This is a capital project, actually, that is a multi-year capital project that began in 2010. And we are at we're very close now to really a point where the rubber is hitting the road, and we're in the execution and implementation phase. So we thought that while we've been visiting with you on a one-on-one basis, we thought that it was important for us to provide an informational report to you, knowing that we're going to be seeking your approval for some IGA agreements coming in September. So with that, Lori's going to give you a little bit of a background information piece, and then I'm going to talk about next steps.
Perfect. Mr. Chair, supervisors, I'd like to start out in giving you an update on where we are with construction and infrastructure. Our goal is to have this project complete by January 1 of 2017. Right now, we are looking at structural integrity of our towers, which will be addressing deferred maintenance. We are installing microwave backhaul and then, of course, the radio infrastructure. Our first 6 channels will be going up in Q4 of this year. That is all contingent on contract amendments that we are negotiating on tower leases. We've got approximately 6 amendments, 1 new contract, and 1 MOU. As required, we will be bringing those to this committee based on what is needed through Act 14 and whatnot. The subscriber radios, I'm not sure if I reported at the last committee meeting, that thank you to yourselves, the comptroller, Ms. Bryant, and Mr. Katie. Milwaukee County was able to save a little over $600,000 in the purchase of the subscriber radios. That's some real money. That was substantial. So those radios are now in place, and we're in the process of programming those radios, and we will be getting those out to the Sheriff's Department, DPW, Parks, Zoo, all the various users. We have extended or negotiated an extension on the maintenance agreement, the warranties on those. So warranty doesn't expire until January 1 of 19, I believe it is. So good news there. The next update is on municipal participation. I believe we reported to this committee that we have been meeting with the municipalities. Our goal is to be transparent, to give them the facts, to make an educated decision on meeting their radio needs. Our meetings have been in more of a group session as well as one-on-one, and we have been providing approximately weekly, maybe every 10 days, email updates. Our goal is to have before you in the September cycle an IGA. This IGA will be one IGA that we will be executing with all municipalities. We've got approximately 16 of the municipalities who have raised their hand to say, yes, we want to join the Milwaukee County radio system. I don't know if by September we will have executed contracts at that time, but I will have a template that will be the same, the document that we will be using with these munis. The reason we won't have these items executed is we have to get ICC approval as well. The board approval, common council approval, county executive approval, a lot of approvals, and that's a lot to accomplish between now and September. But I hope as I come forward with the IGA in September that I will be able to provide you in the resolution kind of a list of those munis that are going to be coming aboard. We have established a management group that is going to assist us in establishing our administrative procedures, our practices, things along those lines. We are working with that group right now to finalize not only that management structure, but also the IGA. It's been positive so far, our relationship with the municipalities. We've been receiving positive feedback. I hope you've been receiving positive feedback as of late as well. But things are moving along, and we'll have more to report in September.
Supervisor Haast and Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Ms. Miller. Congratulations on your this year's second time as the interim CIO.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think the transition to Outlook apparently went more smoothly than it might have been expected. Definitely looking forward to the next round of upgrades, which I'm sure will be smooth sailing for everyone, too. I hope it will. I really hope it will be, actually. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
You said there's an intergovernmental agreement coming in September. When will it receive approval by the ICC? Or when should it receive that approval?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there is a ICC meeting on August 11th. We are going to provide an informational update on our communication with the police, the fire chiefs, their administrative folks. And then I believe the September ICC meeting is, it's that second Monday, which I believe it's either September 8th or September 9th. I believe it's the 8th. And that's when we will be seeking approval of the ICC.
And you said it's not like the majority of the municipalities in the county were on board with this, 15 or 16?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, we asked the municipalities to raise their hand and say who's interested in they haven't committed as of yet, but in our negotiations in developing the IGA, we needed to know who was pretty serious about joining the radio system, and those are the folks that we've been working with to negotiate the IGA and to put together this management structure. So we met with a total of 17 of the municipalities on one-on-one meetings and giving information and what it would cost to join the Milwaukee County radio system. And there were 15 of the municipalities that attended a focus group meeting to discuss the IGA and this management structure. And those were the 15 that we said, you know, raise your hand if you're seriously interested. And then just this past week, we had a 16th who called us up and said, let's take a look at that IGA.
Excellent. And, Mr. Chairman, thanks for the indulgence. Is it correct that the city of Milwaukee cannot currently sign on to that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I don't want to speak for the city of Milwaukee, but they are they have what's called open sky system. Now, it is not a P25 system, which is the federal recommended standard at this point in time. So they have a current radio system. I am hearing that they are looking to, very recently, looking to migrate to a P25. So the communications with the city, we do have a very good relationship with those folks, we'll hopefully, you know, we'll negotiate with them, talk with them, and move things forward as we can.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Yeah, I would echo some of those comments. My colleague, I've been a long time in the trenches here, and you always make yourself available on issues that are pretty hard to understand, the complicated and the heavy issues here. My comments last time were that a couple of communities that were kind of looking for answers and about the cost. So I don't think there's any question. Do we have the best platform? Do we have the best technology? It seems everybody understands or realizes the conversations I've had besides my community just in general and knowing the ICC too. So but everybody's kind of looking for to get massaged a little bit. In other words, the cost, I mean, you know, we have our costs. We have to recoup the technology we put into it. I think some municipalities are more practical or understanding others and saying, hey, look, there's a cost here, and we have to bear part of that cost. I think the problem they face is like all of us face, and I represent the county, but, you know, also we all understand our individual municipalities have budgetary issues, and all of a sudden when they're hit, with, say, well, it's going to cost $500,000 more, and we're going to... I like some things that have happened. Maybe you could expand on that a little bit without giving away... I mean, we're not giving away any negotiating tools here, are we?
No.
I mean, we have to... I think there's been some compromises made by the county executive. I think there was just... It was just, well, hey, we got the technology, we got the platform, here is, you got to pay for it. I don't know everything here. You're in the trenches, so you can clear this up for me.
Yes.
And this is the stuff I've heard, and I've had to try to respond, and I tried to talk to you about it, too. But we need to, this is so important to us and to all of Milwaukee County. And everything you just talked about now, I'm very gratified to hear that you've been, I think show of hands is nice, but it's when you get the contract on the document, that's all that matters. I don't care if everybody raised their hand. But you've been talking individually with communities. Every community is a little bit different. Some have a little bit more, the numbers of radios they can buy, how much they really need. Do they have to buy one? Can they have one or two? So can you help me by answering that just a little bit more? Where are we in negotiations? I mean, you know, if we have the best system, then why isn't everybody going for it? Is it just a matter of cost and worry about their budgets, or is that just something I'm overly concerned about? And I'll be done. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair and Supervisor Schmidt, thank you for asking that question. Back in January, the municipality said, hey, we've been hearing that you're going to charge a subscriber fee. Can you give us an idea of what the subscriber fee would look like? So we looked at our operating costs, and we said it's going to be about $25 per radio per month. And the municipalities were rather, oh, my gosh, it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Well, it was actually our meeting with Wauwatosa where we went through our operating costs. We've been very transparent throughout this process. We went through all of our operating costs, and Wauwatosa said to us, hey, you know what? I can understand if you are trying to cover your delta, but there's already a certain amount of money that's already in your tax levy base. Mm-hmm. Anything that's above that tax levy base, I can understand paying that, but not something that you're already paying with. So we said, you know what? We took it back to the county executive, and the county executive was, yes, I absolutely agree. There's $800,000 that is in our tax levy base that we were paying for the old system. The new system is going to cost us an operating cost of $1.2 million. So what we've now spread across the user base is $400,000, that delta, I will call it. So the actual subscriber rate went down to $14 per radio per month. Then another group, the North Shore, came to us and said, hey, $14 per month per radio, one shot, that's a lot of money for us. Could we make it gradual over the years? Instead of starting in 2017, that was a year, could we start it in 2015 and only pay $2 per radio per month? And we went back, did the numbers, and we said, yes, absolutely. We, over the period of time, we're covering those dollars. Absolutely, that sounds great. So that's where we came up with the user fee base. What we've also looked at in this project is we knew that the municipalities were going to have to buy subscriber radios. We knew that the municipalities were going to have to buy the councils. We knew that they were going to have to pay an operating cost on programming all of their radios for the new system. So we built all those quantities into our contract, and we negotiated for the municipality. So instead of paying $130 to program a radio, they're now paying $59. So we've kept their interests all along throughout this whole project. If they were going to have to flash upgrade their radios, it was going to be $1,400 per radio. We have negotiated that it's free for the municipalities. So they're getting a lot of benefit out of our contract, because whether they go to WISCOM or they go to the Milwaukee County system, they're going to have to upgrade those radios. So we've been trying to, just from a community perspective, make this as economically feasible for all.
I just make a final comment, please, and that would be that we've done a lot of hard work in this area, and we've this is a major expense for us. We see in the budget there, and the technology that we have, and we've made great strides there. So I've always wanted the county. I mean, our major responsibility, we're taxpayers in our communities, but we're taxpayers in Milwaukee County, and I don't want to see Milwaukee County, do all this work, and because they're not willing to make some adjustments. And you just talked about all the adjustments you've made. So it's wonderful to hear. We can work together. We want to get our expenses back, but, we got to be understanding what other municipalities are going through, too. And it's a benefit for all of us. I mean, we won't lose out. I mean, we need the great majority of people coming out. A couple of people got those towers for free, and maybe they're not going to come out. But, they might switch around if they see everybody else coming around. I would certainly hope. And I think it's a, and you can take credit for a lot of this, as you should, but it was something that we put a lot of time in our budget. We want to see our budgets fulfilled. And this would be an area, if we didn't come to these kind of conclusions, it would be a tremendous void, and it would be just a shame with the technology and the platform that we have, that we've worked on. So I'm very happy to hear some of the things I've heard today. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I forgot to mention, in the IGA, we built in a capital maintenance fund. And this has been a big expense for build for Milwaukee County. And what we've negotiated with the municipalities, that if something were to come up from an enhancement 3 years, 5 years from now, Milwaukee County already did a large investment in this radio infrastructure. So we're looking at the municipalities to help us maintain this system from a structural perspective, as well as 15, 20 years from now, that capital maintenance fund will replace the radio system. So at that point in time, we're not putting $10 million into a new radio system.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions or discussion on this item? Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move to receive and place on file this item. There is no action to the Judiciary Committee. I believe that our other 10 colleagues should be informed.
Okay.
Take
the roll on the motion to receive and place on file.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 8 be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you.